You are God's poem. It means you're a work of art. You're unique. There's nobody like you. And God handcrafted you. You didn't come off an assembly line. He says you're God's poem. You're God's handiwork. You're a work of art. You're significant. You're uniquely made. You're original. Nobody else in the universe is like you. But he didn't just stop there and say, well, now you can go out and say, I'm an original. There's more to life than just being unique.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue with this series called God's Dream for Your Life, we'll learn about the six distinct phases of faith that God takes us through as you pursue the dream He's placed in your heart. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream He's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called God's Dream for Your Life.
Have you ever taken an entire day and did nothing but just be alone with God? And said, well, what in the world would I do with an entire day alone with God? You know, just go off to the mountain or find a park, go down and sit down at the beach. What in the world would I do with an entire day alone with God? Well, you talk to God in prayer. You let God talk to you through the Bible. You read the Bible. You relax. You think. You write down the thoughts He puts in your mind. You maybe set some goals. Think through your schedule. Look at your priorities. And you spend the day saying, God, where do you want me to go? What direction do you want my feet headed? You say, I don't have time for that. You don't have time to figure out why you're here on earth? Now, to give you an example of this, I've given you 10 samples there on your outline of people who got God's dream by getting alone with God. A lot of people, they watch something on television and they think, oh, that's God's dream. No, you need to get alone with God and let Him speak to you. What I'm saying is that God speaks to people who take the time to listen. Now, I don't want to mislead you. This is not a one-time shot. It's not like, well, all I have to do is spend the day and then God will tell me everything that's going to happen in my life and that's it. No, no. This needs to be some kind of regular occurrence. We call it a quiet time, where every day you spend time alone with God and you just check in and say, God, here I am, just reporting for duty. And I'm going to talk to you about what's on my heart and you talk to me about what's on your heart. I'll read some of the Bible and I'll maybe make some notes in my journal and I will have a regular time with God, because that's how you get God's dream. D-R-E. E stands for evaluate my abilities. I evaluate my abilities. We call it your shape. It's a key to understanding God's purpose for your life. If you want to know God's will, you look at what you're good at. Why would God give me certain gifts and abilities and talents and then not use them? That'd be kind of a waste. And it'd be a waste in your life. So what He does is He gives you talents and He gives you abilities and He gives you gifts and He gives you experiences and He gives you a certain kind of personal bent, a personality that make you you, and you're unique like a snowflake. There's nobody else like you. And when you look at that seriously, it gives you the direction on where you should go with your life. And you ask yourself questions like, what am I good at? What do I love to do? What's my passion? What turns me on and what turns me off? What is it that people look at me and say, hey, you know, you're good at that, and they affirm it in you? And how can He use those abilities for His kingdom? Look at this verse, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Read it with me. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to devote ourselves to the good deeds which God has designed us, for which God has designed us. We are God's handiwork. Would you circle that little phrase there? The word there, God's handiwork, in Greek literally is the word poema, from which we get the word poem. You are God's poem. It means you're a work of art. You're unique. There's nobody like you. And God handcrafted you. You didn't come off an assembly line. He says, you're God's poem, you're God's handiwork. You're a work of art, you're significant, you're uniquely made, you're original. Nobody else in the universe is like you. But he didn't just stop there and said, well, now you can go out and say, I'm an original. There's more to life than just being unique. God doesn't want you to just be unique. He wants you to be effective. And he says, he designed you that way to do good deeds for which God has designed us. Did you know that even before you were born, God pre-designed a role for you in life?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit, which includes one teaching DVD with six video lessons on it and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
God doesn't want you to just be unique. He wants you to be effective. And he says he designed you that way to do good deeds for which God has designed us. Did you know that even before you were born, God pre-designed a role for you in life? That he said, I'm going to make this person, and I'm going to put certain gifts and certain abilities and certain talents, and I'm going to allow them to go through certain experiences. Some of them are good, and some of them are incredibly painful. And some of them are educational, and some of them you had to go through five or six times. And he says, I'm going to bring all these things together because I want something done in the world, and it will take that kind of person to do it. And that's why you've gone through all you've gone through. That's why. Now, if you don't use those experiences for what God intended, you missed the point. And one day you'll stand before God in heaven and he'll say, what did you do with what I gave you? And you say, well, I retired. And he's going to say, that's the wrong answer. That's not what I was expecting you to do with all of the talents and experiences that I gave you. I had a plan and I pre-designed it even before you were born. I mean, I talk to new Christians all the time. They'll say, you know, I'm a new believer. Now what? I'll tell you what now. You are saved to serve. It's called having a ministry. It means using your talents and gifts to help other people. And fulfillment means being what God meant for you to be. Now, 1 Peter says, God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other. Notice that he's given you. Would you circle the word given? He's given you these abilities. That means they're gifts, which they were unearned, so you can't take pride in them. Because it's nothing something you just thought up. You're just, you know, when a guy is good at coordinating a schedule, God's given him that gift. And when another guy is good at coordination with a basketball, that's a gift. And so why take pride in it? It didn't come from you. God gave it to you. It was a gift. And God decides, and when God decides, it means you shouldn't go around comparing. One of the other reasons why million people miss God's dream is because they're always comparing themselves to other people. And they're saying, oh man, if I just had a husband like so-and-so, then I could really serve the Lord. If my wife and kids wouldn't just hold me back, if I could just get a wife, then I could really serve the Lord. And we blame other people. And we say, oh, if I just had that job, or if I had that position, or if I'd gotten that promotion, then I'd be in a place where I could really serve God. God says, if you're faithful in small things, He'll make you faithful, and you'll be faithful in greater things. And God's testing you where you are. And God doesn't give you two blessings until you use the first one He's already given you. And the way you build a talent is by using what you've got. And it strengthens and gets stronger and it gets better. That's why the Bible says, to those who have, more will be given. That sounds unfair. To those who've already got some, more will be given, because they use what they've got. But if you don't use it, you lose it. It's like a muscle, it atrophies and goes away. Now Romans 12:6 says, we are to use our different gifts in accordance with the grace that God gives us. Now, there's so many examples of this at Saddleback, because as I said, the purpose of this church is first, help you to come to know Christ, then help you discover God's dream for your life. It's called your ministry and your life message. Now, there are two more steps, and let's close with this. The A in dream stands for associate with godly dreamers. In other words, hang out with people who are also trying to discover God's dream for their life. Because both dreams and discouragement are contagious. Now listen, the people who are your closest friends are either going to help God's dream in your life or they're going to hinder it. There's no such thing as a neutral friend. So you better choose the people who are closest to you very carefully, because I've seen too many people miss God's dream because a friend had no interest in it. If you want to get God's dream, you got to get around godly dreamers, because it's caught, not taught. It's contagious. This is the importance of being in a church family. You come to know Jesus Christ, and then you get in a church family. And if you want to know God's dream for your life, start hanging around people like this, normal people at Saddleback, who are saying, I want to do whatever God wants me to do. Look at these verses. As iron sharpens iron, friend sharpens friend. On the other hand, bad friends ruin the noblest people. In other words, you know, if you want to soar with the eagles, you can't run with the turkeys. If you want to break out of a rut, some of you need to change friends. Some of you need to make some friends right here in this church family to build that dream in God's dream in your life. And I invite you to join us. Then the M stands for make my dream public. Make my dream public. Why should I do that? Why should I announce it to everybody else? Why don't I just keep it a secret? Well, for one reason, it demonstrates faith. For another reason, other people will start coming out of the woodwork to help you. Some of you have had a dream, you thought, but no, there's nobody to help, because you've never shared it with anybody. And just by telling other people, you're making a statement of faith, and other people will come along to become a part of that. You see it, you sense it, and then you state it. First you visualize the dream, then you verbalize the dream. And you say, this is what I believe God wants to do in my life. A goal is a statement of faith. Inside your program is this blue sheet of the Saddleback dream. It's the statement that I gave at the first sermon of the church, and we had 60 people in a little trial run service, and I got up and I read this, and I said, this is the dream for this church. It is the dream of a place where the hurting, the depressed, the frustrated, and the confused can find love, acceptance, help, hope, forgiveness, guidance, and encouragement. It is the dream of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with hundreds of thousands of residents in South Orange County. It is the dream of welcoming 20,000 members into the fellowship of God's family, loving, laughing, learning, and living in harmony together. Remember, there's 60 people hearing this. It is the dream of developing people to spiritual maturity through Bible studies, seminars, retreats, small groups, and a Bible school for our own members. It is the dream of equipping every believer for significant ministry by helping them discover the gifts and talents God gave them. is the dream of sending out hundreds of career missionaries and church workers all around the world and empowering every member for personal life mission in the world. It's the dream of sending out our members by the thousands on short-term mission projects to every continent. It is the dream of starting at least one new daughter church a year. We started 24. It is the dream of at least 50 acres of land on which will be built the regional church for Southern Orange County with beautiful yet efficient facilities, including a worship center seating thousands, a counseling and prayer center, classrooms for Bible studies, and training lay ministers, and a recreation area. All of this will be designed to minister to the total person, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and socially, and set in a peaceful, inspiring garden landscape with bright flowers, beautiful trees, pools of water, sparkling fountains, and flowing streams. I stand before you today and state in confidence assurance that these dreams will become a reality. Why? Because they are inspired by God. Now that was March 30, 1980. And I made the dream public. And I went home and I was scared to death. And I thought, what have I done? Why didn't I just kind of keep it a secret? Then when it happened, I'd say, this is what we're going to do. And it is the fear of failure that will keep you from doing what God wants you to do. Now, this isn't in your notes, but there are three effects of publicly stating your dream. And this is why you need to do this. The first effect is, number one, it gets you started. There's no more procrastination. Now that you've announced it, you're accountable to try. You have to get moving. Number two, it attracts other people's support. You know, the moment I said that, people start saying, I want to get in on that. I want to be a part of that. I believe that's a worthy value, a worthy goal. It's worth my life. And a dream from God will attract people that you don't even know yet to help. And the third reason you need to make it public is it releases God's power. Because of your faith, you've stepped out of the boat, you've started walking on water, and God holds you up. Now look at this verse. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. The first phase of faith is a dream. Now, that's not all. We've got five more weeks to go through. Decision, and delay, and difficulty, and dead end, and deliverance. But it starts with a dream. Nothing happens in your life until you start dreaming. And you, now, I'm not just saying just think up whatever you want to think up. I'm saying seriously ask God. And I dare you to dream great dreams for God. Doesn't cost a penny to dream. Acts 13:36. David served God's purpose in his generation, then he died. That's what I want people to be able to say about you. That you served God's purpose in your generation, then you died. That's what I want people to be able to say about me. That I served God's purpose in my generation, then I died. That's what life's all about. Acts 20 says this, I reckon my own life worth nothing to me in order that I may complete my mission and finish the work that the Lord Jesus gave me to do. There's that old poem that says, only one life will soon be passed, but only what's done for Christ will last. So what's your dream? Not the American dream. What's God's dream for your life? You must be willing to say, I'm not going to conform to the standards of this world. I'm going to go for the glory, God's glory. And then you go for it. There are people sitting here tonight that God is going to call into full-time church work. There are people that God may be talking to you about being a missionary. There are others that said, God says, I want you to be a missionary right there in corporate America. Or I want you to be a missionary to those children. Or I want you to be my worker in this area or that area. That doesn't happen overnight. Now, I don't want to set some of you up just to say, oh, I've got some pipe dream and now I'm just going to go do whatever I want to do. No, Your roles determine your goals. If you are married, part of your dream involves your children and your spouse. So God, if God gives you a dream, it's not going to be one that says, oh, ignore what they think and just go on. God will confirm it through the people closest to you. In fact, I wouldn't have started this church if Kay hadn't been 100% behind it. I would have seen it as a warning light and would have thought it may be the dream, but not the right time, because there are seasons in life. As we close, some of you are thinking, Rick, I just can't seem to see what God wants to do in my life. I just don't see it. Well, the Bible says in John 3, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. It may be that you've never really taken the first step, the D, the dedicate your life completely to God. And if you haven't done that, would you do so right now? Say, Jesus Christ, I want to dedicate my life completely to you. I want to be what you want me to be. And I want you to be my Savior and my Master. And I want to fulfill your dream and purpose for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable six-step method, and He's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.